Greetings, great gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly celebration of everything gaming, retro and otherwise. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this nostalgic quest, and this week I had promised to provide my full, in-depth review of the TurboGrafx-16 Mini, meaning I'd be analyzing each and every one of the machine's 57 games, at least in brief, but this is a promise I'm going to have to break, at least for this week. Life has steamrolled over me as of late, so now I'm aiming for next Sunday, fingers crossed. And that's all I really have to say, just a delay I hope you can all find it in your hearts to tolerate. In the meantime, however, I should use this opportunity to discuss another mini system up for pre-order come August 3rd. Coined the Analog Pocket, it's intended to be a Game Boy / Game Boy Advance replacement of a kind and quality far beyond what the world has ever seen before. Maybe that's me just being a touch hyperbolic, but it does look really nice, the tiny handheld resembling the original Game Boy, but packing all the processor power, slimmer trim, and sweeter frills of a modern portable console. Indeed, it boasts two FPGA processors, and that means field programmable gate array for those who don't know, one of which is for normal system operation, the other intended for developers to program and design whatever their imaginations desire. Okay, so sounds cool, right? But what is FPGA exactly? Well, for those who need a cursory crash course, it's a way to duplicate a console's original hardware functionality without actually using the original hardware. Called hardware emulation by some, it programs a specialized chip or chipset to behave as if it were the genuine article. In other words, it's not software emulation. It's basically the real deal, or something of a nigh-exact equivalent. The company behind the device has already proven itself with other FPGA systems, including the Mega SG, a Sega Genesis replacement, and the Super NT, a Super Nintendo Super Clone. So, the Pocket will be able to play Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games right out of the box with an exquisite display supporting resolutions of 1600 by 1440 or 615 ppi. The battery lasts 6 to 10 hours. All buttons are mappable. There's a dock available that allows play on a television set. And with special adapters, the unit can also play Atari Lynx, Sega Game Gear, and SNK Neo Geo Pocket titles. And that's not all. There are two more things that boost its coolness factor even further. It supports GB Studio, which is an easy way for newbies without programming experience to make their own Game Boy games. And second, it packs a digital audio workstation called NanoLoop that allows budding musicians to easily craft their own tunes and scores. And crazily, that's just the big bullet point stuff. There's even more than that. Just go to Analog's website, all the extra details are there. Unfortunately, one of these details is a significant downside, and that's the price. The unit cost $199 by itself, but the dock, which many will deem essential, goes for another $100. Adapters for the additional handhelds go for $30 each, although only the Game Gear one will be available at initial pre-order. And YouTuber MadLittlePixel, for those who know him, raises a good point. Because the device is coming from overseas, significant shipping and international costs are expected. And worse, the system is not due until May 2021, which is a long time to wait after paying all that money up front, especially when considering the turbulent, almost unpredictable times we're currently in. So, is it really worth the $400+? To be honest, probably not, although that's the price we pay for these specialized premium products. For my part, I'm probably just going to buy the base unit for now. That isn't too bad at $200, and then I just hope that there will be a dock and adapters and whatnot later on in May of next year, I guess. Either way, this little mini show is over, so come back next week. Hopefully then I will have a much longer show awaiting you all. Until next time then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.